This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and today I want to talk about the very first thing that you should learn when you're thinking about web design. Now, in my opinion, first you need to know the web. You need to know your way around it. You need to know what to expect and kind of have an idea of the great work that's out there. Now, that can be intimidating, but personally, I believe it's very inspiring to kind of go, I really would like to make a website like that. And it's a good thing for our students to put things into perspective. You're not going to be able to make an award-winning blog design in 16 hours with just our beginner's course. What you will get is a basic knowledge of HTML and CSS. You'll know what it is and you'll know how the parts fit together to make a website. Now, fitting together and then making them, now that's the next step, which is the intermediate. But I'm not here to talk about just the courses. I'm talking about the whole idea of going from zero to a web designer. And what is that story? Now, what I did as a young designer back in when I was 16, when I first made my website, it was just playing around with front page. And it was just a case of like center aligning something, sticking it in the middle of the page and then just sort of like listing it down, a bit like a menu really. And so a lot of things progressed. Now, what I used to do is I'd sort of like copy and paste bits of HTML from other websites. And in those days we didn't have things like CSS that were like intrinsic to the actual design. So it was a nice way of sort of like copying and pasting and things, but a lot of the time I got myself into a pickle. I'd copy all this code and I didn't know what it meant. You know, and if I wanted to change something, I didn't know what to change. And so that's how I came up with the idea of web courses and the idea of what to start with first. So, recently we've just got a new student who's really, really interested in becoming a web designer. I mean, she's really, really passionate about it. She wants to work from home, and I think she'll be very, very good. So, as her instructor, I need to make sure that I'm teaching her the most valuable things. And for me, that is HTML and CSS, the core thing. No fancy stuff, just the core HTML, CSS. Because a lot of people will argue, oh, well, why not teach WordPress? You know, something like that. You don't even need to know HTML, CSS. I mean, that's fine. That's fine if you want to make a blog and something that is laid out for you. As soon as you step out of that line, you're in trouble. Okay? And if you want to customize it, then you're in trouble again, because you need to know that. And also, by learning HTML and CSS, you learn a lot of the mentality of web design. I really like it because it can be very iterative and very logical. I mean, the creative side about that is brilliant, and you come up with a creative idea, but the actual getting that idea from Photoshop or whatever design program you use onto the web, now that takes logical progression, in my opinion. It has to be semantic, and what I mean by semantic is that it needs to make sense. You know, if you've got a main heading, then the subheading needs to be a subheading of that heading. You know, not just some random thing that you've suddenly decided. Okay, so that's the lovely thing I like about web design, because I like to break things down into their components and look at them individually, fix them back together, and off you go. You've got a beautiful website. And another great thing about that is, if you are building your own website, you're not using some sort of template system. You know it. You know every line of code. You know how it behaves. You know why it's going wrong. And it's easier to fix. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people go, well, I'll just download a template. Great. That's fine. Yeah, you get up and run. Oh, right. Now I need to do this. Oh, can't do that. All right, I need to do this. No, you can't do that either. It's not in the template. So, because they're sort of like running forward 100 miles an hour and they get about 2 miles, you know, then the rest of the journey is really, really difficult, because they get to the point where they've got to go off that road. They've got to go away from the template and do something different, customize it. And that's where you hit into problems. So, in summary, what I'm trying to say is that the most important skill for any new web designer is definitely going to be HTML and CSS, and that is what we teach first, and that is what I'm going to teach our new trainee who wants to be a professional web designer. Okay, if you need any more information on what we do, please see www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Keep in touch. Bye.